Morse, John F. St. Helena, California, June 26, 1906. Dr. John F. Morse. Dear brother, I have an interest in your case. Truth, Bible truth, must be your foundation. I am bidden to say to you, cut loose from every influence that holds you. Consecrate the powers of your soul to work on the Lord's side, and stand on the foundation of the Word of God. I am much burdened because you do not discern clearly what manner of spirit you allow to influence your mind. You should now work to a purpose, breaking away from the influences that have held you, which are not heavenly or divine. I will not now present the reasons, but in the name of the Lord God of Israel, I call upon you to break away from Battle Creek. Do not, I beg of you, turn away from my appeal. I am instructed to draw you by invitation strong and earnest. Come now, and do not delay. I invite you to come to Loma Linda and take up work there. There is a great work to be done in medical missionary effort in Southern California, and this work has only been touched as yet with the tips of our fingers. It requires varied elements in human instrumentalities to make the work in that field a success. There is to be an ingathering of souls from this part of God's world. There is a physician needed. Will you come? I tell you in the name of the Lord to leave Battle Creek, and you will be blessed as you go forward to do the will of the Lord. For a long time I have seen and understood your danger. If you remain where you are in great danger of receiving that which will be death to the receiver. The life of the soul cannot be sustained except by the word of the living God. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. The life of the soul cannot be sustained except through the right exercise of the mind, in performing duty and keeping the affections directed heavenward. He that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5, verse 12. The judgments of God will come upon those who have held fast their own ways and their own works and who have refused to repent. In the past you have allowed unconverted, unconsecrated influences to control you altogether more than you realized. Will you now make a determined effort to cut away from every influence that has held you and employ your talents most wisely in the service of our God? Will you henceforth be able to say, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord? Philippians 3, verse 8. My brother, you should see and understand that God is in earnest with you. You and many others are in confusion. The Lord pointed out to Highland Butler the path that he should follow, and had he followed the way pointed out for him, he would today be standing firm for the right. May the Lord God of Israel break the spell that has been upon you. In the name of the Lord, I tell you, it will be to your eternal loss if you continue to stand where you are. Satan is playing the game of life for your soul. Break the spell, and take your position wholly on the side of truth and righteousness.